It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. On social media platforms, a post's success is sometimes measured by how many likes it gets. At the same time, the success of a platform can be measured by how many users it can steal from its competitors. So maybe not a shock that Instagram this week has introduced something called Instagram Stories. With this new optional feature, you can share a bunch of stuff with friends, draw on photos and videos, and then it all disappears from your feed. Sounds a lot like disappearing messaging service Snapchat. Here's Forrester's Erna Alford-Liusis.
This is a really competitive space. Everybody wants users. Everyone wants users on their platform for as long as they can have them. And so whatever allows them to capitalize on the trend du jour that happens to be working, they'll at least try it once.
AKA, yes, absolutely, Instagram will use ideas that seem to be working well for Snapchat. Since it launched in 2011, Snapchat has reportedly gained around 150 million daily users. Instagram, older and owned by Facebook, wants a piece of that Snapchat action. We'll see if it works. Whether we are on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, or just old-fashioned texting, emojis do a lot of the talking for us these days. And as that form of image-based communication has matured, decisions about how it works have carried more weight. This week, the organization that manages emoji, called the Unicode Consortium, has a meeting. And ahead of that meeting, Apple changed some emoji images on its operating systems, including that of a pistol from a real-looking gun to a water gun. Apple hasn't officially stated reasons for the pistol change or its reported opposition to the introduction of a rifle emoji in the past. Jeremy Burge is a member of the Unicode Consortium Emoji Subcommittee and founder of Emojipedia. Hello, Jeremy. Thanks for chatting.
Hello. Great to be here.
So what does it mean that Apple is doing this?
And what it will mean is if Apple goes ahead with this, which at the moment it's still just in their beta testing period, but if they go ahead with it, everyone with an iPhone will suddenly see a water gun, a squirt pistol, instead of where they used to see a regular gun.
A lot of people are saying this is going to be problematic. Why?
What happens is that Apple changes their emoji image. Let's say they make this look like this water gun, and then on other platforms they don't change it. So I send a message to my friends or even worse, somebody I don't know and say, I'm going to shoot you later and put a picture of this, what I see as a water gun. They might see a real gun at their end. So that can be, it's quite dangerous in a way.
Is it possible that removing images of violence will change how we communicate?
I don't know whether there's that much of an impact. I feel like that's a very high-minded goal. Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch to say that changing a gun emoji would change anybody's behavior or beliefs. But I have to say, I mean, we do add representation for people. We added different skin tone support last year, and this year there's a work on bringing more representation of women. And they are real issues. If you can't express yourself with an emoji, but there's another one available, it can be limiting.
It seems like Apple is treating emojis a bit like they're images of violence, but are they images or are they more like words?
Emojis are no replacement for words. I can definitely say that if you only had emojis to communicate with, you'd be finding yourself in trouble real quickly. There used to be an emoji-only social network called Emojily, and I signed up for that and thought it would be great fun, but I couldn't speak to anyone. I couldn't even find my friends on there because everybody's usernames were all made out of emoji.
Jeremy Burge is founder of Emojipedia. It's a listing of all emojis across platforms. He's also a member of the Unicode Consortium Emoji Subcommittee. Jeremy, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
The new emoji are in beta right now and will be on the new Apple operating system this fall. Hey, remember the opening ceremony at the Summer Olympics in 2012 where London celebrated with a little Chariots of Fire? Comedic legend Rowan Atkinson of Mr. Bean fame sat playing a single note on a synthesizer. It was pretty funny. Well, this Friday, when the opening ceremony kicks off in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, organizers will also be filming a virtual reality version. Lots of other tech is promised at this year's games. CNET's Lindsay Turrentine is here with more. Lindsay, is this the virtual reality Olympics?
What's happening this time is that the Olympics are actually shooting some of the events and the opening ceremonies in high-definition virtual reality. You'll be able to put on 360 goggles and actually feel like you're in the middle of the opening ceremonies. Turn around, look around, seeing what's happening in all directions.
What about the athletes? How are they going to be using technology at the games themselves?
The Denver Post actually did a really interesting piece on some training happening at the Olympic training facility, including these chambers that athletes are exercising in to simulate what it's like to be in Rio.
Whoa.
So okay. Think about being a marathon runner, for instance. You're used to training, say, in the Rockies at altitude in very dry weather.
Yep.
And so the trainers are now saying, okay, we're going to change the air pressure in this room to be at sea level.
A little bit thicker. We're going to make the air a little thicker.
Yes, and then actually make it wetter.
Right, right.
Increase the humidity.
Right.
And then they're actually having athletes swallow pills that can track some of the responses from the inside. Fascinating.
And Oakley is also making some interesting sunglasses for some athletes?
Yes. Oakley is making some shades that actually change athletes' perception of color.
Uh-huh.
So think about this for, say, a golfer. The golfer really needs to be able to distinguish the color of the ball mm-hmm. from all of the green around it. And these glasses actually help dull some of the less important colors and brighten the whites so it's easier to see what they're doing.
Or make that flag pop.
Absolutely.
On the green.
You make the flag pop, make the ball pop. You know, any sort of delineating lines come out brighter. And this is the idea. And when one would imagine that a company like Oakley, that kind of technology does tend to trickle down to people who want an edge or who just really like gear.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me here.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.